FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says Africa must be at the forefront of global economic discussions as the continent hosts the G20 for the first time. He was speaking at the G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting in Cape Town. He's highlighted Africa's fast-growing economies and young tech-driven population.
At the same time, Africa faces several challenges, such as the effects of climate change, yes, widespread poverty and high levels of debt, and the remnants and the legacy of what happened to it during colonial rule in the past.
The president's urged world leaders to seize opportunities on the continent.
And we want to work with the world to make sure that we address these challenges. The summit's location underscores the need for African voices to be heard.
The bail application of a 37-year-old man accused of kidnapping and murdering a 23-year-old Durban woman has been postponed to next month. Ayabonga Mjilo went missing on Christmas Day. Her body was found buried in a shallow grave in Inanda a week later. Mfanafuthi Kunene made a second brief appearance in the Durban Magistrates Court today. Newswatch's Gcino Kuhle Malinga reports.
Kunene kept his head down and walked quietly into the dock in a court filled with Mjilo's family, friends and supporters. The court then heard that the bail application could not go ahead today because the accused hasn't yet consulted with his legal aid lawyer since his last appearance. Before postponing the matter, the magistrate ordered Kunene and his legal representative to get their ducks in a row. Mjilo's uncle, Mteteleli, says they trust that justice will be delivered.
It's hard for the family. Even when we are asleep, something has come to mind. We haven't healed properly.
COSATU's gender desk held a picket outside court. The union's greater governor says Kunene must not get bail.
We hope the court will give Kunene the harshest sentence that will also serve as a lesson to others who commit gender-based violence.
Gcinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban Magistrate Court. A professor at the Center of Excellence in Food Security says food security in the country is not a problem. Stephen Devereaux says inequality, lack of income and poverty are the main contributors to malnutrition.
Food gets us food. We have enough food. We export maize. We import all food that we need. The supermarkets are always full. That's not the problem. The problem is lack of income, lack of access, lack of purchasing power. It's on the demand side, not the supply side. It's about access, not availability. So we have more than, this is 100% in how much food that we need. We're above that. We're 120%, 116%. We're above what we need. There's more than enough.
And shares in electric car maker Tesla have slumped more than 9% after EU and UK sales fell by almost half in January. The drop took the company's valuation back below $1 trillion for the first time since November. Sales last year fell for the first time in more than a decade as demand faltered and rivals gained pace. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 26 tomorrow, Richards Bay 27. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.